are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, refined entertainment for a sophisticated audience. Who sometimes enjoy a good fart joke?
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay, right.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. God. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. Thank you so much for being here. Make yourself comfortable. Nobody else is going to do it. Excuse me. You, the third row back, fourth seat in, sir. Take the gum out of your mouth. There's no gum chewing while I do the show. Take the gum out of your mouth now. The show is just like Catholic school. No gum chewing. I cannot do a show if your jaw is going to move up and down continually. It throws me off. Please stop it now. Thank you. There isn't much more disgusting than watching somebody chew gum. I don't know why, but it's true. I can't, it's like going down to a farm and watching the cows chew their cud. By the way, I have no idea what I just said. I know that cows chew cud. I don't know what cud is, but I don't want to watch the cow. I don't want to see them chewing a cud. What's a cud? I could have looked it up before I started the show. I could have Googled the damn thing. But to be honest with you, I don't care. I don't care. I'm in such a great I don't care mode. Oh, man, what a wonderful feeling this is. It's like getting high. It's like socially getting high without any drugs. It's the I don't care attitude. But you forced me into I don't care. I used to care. Now I don't, for many reasons. Major reason that I don't care anymore is that people just say their baggage out loud and talk about their lives, and I legitimately don't care. I nod my head and I go, I make believe I care because I'm a caring person. But I don't care. I make it look like I care because I care. You see, if someone was telling me their life story or their situation or what they had for dinner last night or all that kind of crap, who they're dating, who they then if I were to speak up and say, look, I don't care what the hell you're saying. You're like boring the hell out of me. That would hurt them, and I don't wish to hurt people on purpose. Sometimes I'll hurt people. I will hurt people by mistake, but on purpose, no, that's just cruel. Notice how that was very difficult to say for me for some reason. So I nod my head, and I placate, and I say, a lot. Because I don't care, but I do care. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? You get it. I don't care to hurt people, but I do not care to hear what they're saying. I guess that's the best way to put it. The other thing is that you've bombarded me with so much crap lately, so much news, that I can't care. I can't. I don't have the capacity to care for all of that. I can't. You know, when you walk into a restaurant, there's usually a sign on the wall that says occupancy 365 people, which is a big place. That's my brain cell occupancy. I have no more room to care for you. I'm trying to care for myself, excuse me. I'm trying to care for the people that I know and love that surround me. Beyond that, I can't care for you. I don't have room. I'm cared up. I'm just totally cared up. It's like going to a parking garage in a city and there's a sign on right in front of the door of the parking garage saying, sorry, full, no vacancies, no spaces left, full, go somewhere else. That's me. That's my sign. That's my sign. But the recent reason that I have found myself being forced not to care is my junk mail. I've talked about this before, but yesterday was just a horrible day. A horrible day in junk mail town. I don't subscribe to magazines. I basically don't do much of anything. There's no reason that I should be marketed for various consumer products when I don't buy that many of them. But lately, I am getting stalked and marketed by donation. They want my donation for things. And this is very difficult to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm talking about it because I think you may feel the same way. I don't know. There are so many children's diseases. Horrible. Horrible. I cannot afford to give money to all of you. Public television. I love it. I watch it. I cannot. They're actually, public television is actually sending me, and so are these children things too, the illnesses for children things. There's so many of them. March of Dimes has been just a pain in my ass for a long time. I feel very bad. It's a horrible, all these things, they're horrible diseases, but I can't support you all the time. I'm trying to support myself. As soon as you give a little bit of money to any of these charities, they are on your freaking ass for the rest of your life. And I don't think it's right. I don't think that's right. Many charities are actually saying, you know, if you give us your credit card number, we can just deduct it from your card, you know, like on a monthly basis. We'll send you a free t-shirt if you do, or one of those tote bags. You want a tote bag? You tote? Do you tote things? I give you a free bag. It's not free. It's not free. It costs me a couple hundred dollars because that's what you want from me. It's not free. If you give us $400, I'll give you a tote bag for free. No, you won't. You'll give me a $400 tote bag is what you're doing here. It's not for free. It's so stupid. It is so stupid for you even to say that. They want to bill me directly now for donation contributions. They want my checking account. Oh, my God. Well, you kids don't know what checks are. But they want my checking account. Nobody gets my checking account. They're just going to deduct money from my checking account when they need it? Come on, what are you talking about? Donations have turned into monthly bills. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? God, they're bombarding me. Save the animals. Save the planet. Hey, save me. Save me from your marketing ploys. Leave me the hell alone, will you please? I went on Amazon, on that crazy Amazon website. Have you heard of Amazon? They sell shit on it. I went on Amazon. I was looking for an audio component, one of those little plug things. I don't know what you call them. It's an RCA connector. I don't know what that means either. So I was looking for it, man, and and I didn't see what I wanted, and I went on and did something else. Next day, I get an email from Amazon. What do they want from me? It's telling me about RCA plugs. Oh, leave me alone. If I wanted the RCA plug, I would have bought it at the time. Why are you stalking me the next day? Reminding me, here are some other options for RCA plugs. Stop it. Stop it. Leave me alone. These are the World Wildlife Federation, the WWF. Isn't that a wrestling kind of thing? Isn't it? I thought that was. I get confused. I get confused with some of these companies sometimes. Pandora confuses me. Pandora is a jewelry company, and it's also a music streaming thing. But they're both called Pandora. Can't you guys like figure this out? Shouldn't one of you be called Pandora Jewelry or maybe Pandora Music, not just Pandora? Because that's confusing. Yeah, I heard a song on Pandora. You heard a song on the jewelry company? I got my wife something from Pandora. Oh, which song? It's confusing. But anyway, so I got to save the animals. Remember we used to save the whales? Oh, I didn't understand them. I thought, well, I don't have a walk-in closet. Where am I going to put the whales? No, Ron, save them by giving them money. Whales need money. Yes, sometimes when I'm driving down the street and I'm at a traffic light and I'm stopped, I will see whales walking up and down the Meridian Strip there, the Median Strip, and asking for money. They want, yeah, I know. It's hard, if you're a whale, it's hard to find a job these days. Save the whales. They have no place to sleep. And the poor animal, the poor children and the poor animals. I mean, you know. I mean, it's true. It's true. There are horrible cases in the world, but I can't be responsible for this. Or am I? I can't save everything. They never say things like save the network executives, save Elon Musk. I mean, you know, it's my heartstrings. They're trying to save the animals, save the children, save those things, save them. Save the Catholic schoolgirls, the Catholic school boys, those poor people stuck in Catholic school all day. Save them. Save them. Contribute money. Get them out of Catholic school, my God, before they go crazy. I should start a GoFundMe, is it? Oh, I got that wrong. A GoFundMe page. Save Ron from social media. The poor bastard is bombarded by these messages and these marketing people and these Facebook friends that he doesn't even know. Save Ron from social media. Give us your checking account number and help save Ron from going crazy from the social marketing. Save the poor bastard. Sounds good? No. It's not going to work, is it? I tell you, I'm not. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Hey, kids, I've started a new show. I don't know if this makes any sense or not, but I'm going to give it a shot. Yesterday, I launched the 3 o'clock a.m. P show. Sounds disgusting, and it is. The show only lasts about 3-4 minutes, if that. And it's designed for people to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to pee. And when I discovered that that is most of America, including infants and cribs, I decided to do a show specifically for them because it hadn't been done before. Yesterday was show number one. You can listen to it anywhere. Just, you know, see what happens. it comes on at 3 o'clock in the morning every single morning. actually comes on at 2 o'clock in the morning, just in case you have to pee an hour earlier than 3 o'clock. And what it does, it helps you get back to sleep after you get up to pee. And I think that's important. And I think I finally have found my purpose in life is to help those crippled about peeing. And I thought it was just men, you know, over the age of 60. I find out now it's almost everybody, and it's women too. Women also, even you don't need a penis to pee at 3 a.m. Yeah, no, not at all. And then try to get back to sleep. Well, it just can't happen. So that's why I thought I'd come into play, because I do have some tips for you. So if you get up at 3 a.m. to pee, come over here, and there's a show specifically for you. It's only 4 minutes long. It's not exciting. It's not exhilarating. It helps you go back to sleep. I use my tired, boring voice in order to lull you back into dreamland after you have exuded the urine excess that caused you to get up at 3 o'clock. Give it a shot. Couldn't hurt. Next time you're up at 3 a.m, think of me. That's my legacy. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I have two interviews today, two in one. They're going to try to sell you stuff. I'm going to warn you right now, but maybe you want this stuff. I don't know. I mean, isn't that what commercials are all about? I believe it is. I'm not sure. You do that while I look up this cow chewing their cud thing and figure out exactly what that is. But first, there's this.
Hi, this is Bob Robinson from Bob's Handy Around the House. I'm a local handyman. I've been in business for the last 50 years on my own, doing light repair work in our area. Whatever you need done, carpentry, painting, floors, tiling, yard work, I can do it all for you. I'll come to your home and do the work for a very reasonable fee. Naked. I should probably mention that I will be naked while I do this work. Buck naked, not a stitch on me, waving in the wind, in my birthday suit, showing what God gave me, naked as a jaybird. I'll be naked the whole time. I show up naked, I do the work naked, you pay me while I'm naked. Bob's Handy Around the House, Bob Robinson. You can look me up on Facebook, where I am naked.
Morning, Ron.
Dr. Rose, how are you today?
I'm doing so well. How are you, sir?
Not so bad, really. Dr. Stephanie Good. Rose is here. She's a hearing life audiologist. We're talking about hearing and that phase of our senses that we got to check it out every once in a while. We do it with vision, and we do it orally with our dentist, and we do a lot of things, but we also got to pay attention to our ears, don't we?
Absolutely. It is so important. You know, most primary care doctors don't make hearing screenings a part of your annual, but it is very needed, because untreated hearing loss can actually lead to an increased risk of dementia. And it's so important. It helps to keep us connected to each other and to the world around us. And I know firsthand what that's like. I had a sudden hearing loss when I was actually 26 years old. So hearing loss can happen to us at any age.
Yeah, I was going to say that's... I have some friends who were in rock bands, and another friend who went to concerts all the time. They've got some permanent problems that they're working on as far as hearing is concerned. And then I have some friends that are aging, and when you age, things start going not as good as they were before. There's a lot of different ways that it can concern us.
Absolutely. You know, and ringing in the ears is definitely one symptom of hearing loss. So tinnitus or tinnitus, if you're having any of that, especially after noise exposure, it's super important to have your hearing checked so you can have a baseline to see if it does shift with noise exposure. But yes, if you're saying, how, what, come again, a little more often than usual, it's time to have a test. And as we say at Hearing Life, definitely get your hearing checked by the time that you're 60. And you can actually go to hearinglife.com and take an online hearing assessment and book a courtesy in-person appointment as well.
I don't know if you know the answer to this, but do most insurances cover those types of screenings, for example, Medicare?
So for the complementary hearing assessment through Hearing Life, we don't bill insurance for that. Oh. There's no cost associated with just getting checked. That's why it's so important.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Nice.
Absolutely.
Wow. When I come out of a concert, don't do it as much as I used to do when I was younger, my ears used to ring for a couple hours later. Is that a bad thing, or is that to be expected, or does that mean I should, or is someone trying to tell me something?
So yes, that's your body telling you you should have wore earplugs.
I guess so.
That can actually be a symptom of what we call a temporary threshold shift. Mm-hmm. So you can actually measure the hearing before and after a concert, and you can see that the hearing actually gets a little bit worse, and then typically it'll rebound a little bit. Over time, it stops rebounding, and that's how we wind up with permanent hearing loss from noise exposure.
Wow. Okay. I am impressed, though, that the technology on hearing aid technology is kind of incredible now, because I've lived long enough to see the bulky items hanging from the ears. And to the point where you can't tell that anybody's wearing anything, but yet it's there.
Right?
Yeah, it's amazing. Every year it seems to be something more incredible.
Yes, they do seem to be getting more discreet with time. It's really hard to tell that people are even wearing them.
Yeah.
And at Hearing Life, we actually have award-winning technology inside of these tiny instruments. They are actually Bluetooth. You can take and make calls with them now. You can control noise levels, and you can even find them with your phone if you lose them. So the smartphones are great to connect with the hearing aids. Plus, they're rechargeable, so a lot of them you don't have to change batteries anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just a really, really great way to connect and stay connected.
Okay, so one shouldn't feel like, why me? Because this is something that happens to a large segment of the population, I understand.
Absolutely. You know, when I actually have fluctuating hearing loss, and for the first like 5 years, I just kept the word I describe as defective. I kept feeling defective, like, oh, this has happened to me again. Mm. I can't figure out where my cell phone is when it rings. So that's another symptom, by the way, if you're having a hard time with localization of sound. But after a while, I just kind of realized that we're all walking this really fine line of perfect hearing health, and we don't talk about it enough in the United States. You know, one out of every five adults has hearing loss. There's 48 million Americans walking around with hearing loss, and only 20% of people who would benefit from a hearing aid actually use one. So we need to get rid of this stigma. You need to realize that this is a conduit to provide your brain with information. And if we don't do that, it does lead to an increased risk of dementia over time. So it's important to get it, you know, checked.
Yeah. And I understand that William Shatner, for example, has a concern with that, and has actually partnered in order to make people aware of it.
Yes, he is actually partnering with us to help spread the word about great hearing health. And, you know, it's just to help address that importance, Hearing Life is partnering with him to have our Love Your Ears, Give Back campaign. So we are actually giving away free hearing aids to people who have financial need, who are struggling with hearing loss. All you have to do is go to hearinglife.com/giveback. Tell us how hearing loss is affecting you or a loved one and how hearing aids would significantly benefit you. And I encourage everyone to apply who is going through this in their life, because there's just no reason to leave it untreated.
Well, I think you did mention that when you reach a certain age in life, whether you've had hearing concerns or not, you should get it checked. And that age was 60, was it?
Yep, check your ears by 60 years. And actually, I recommend that you get it checked starting in your 40s, because it's better to have a baseline. And you know us, we have a lot of rock concerts and stuff happening in our 20s, so it's going to add up. And especially with these younger generations and all the headphones, everybody should get their hearing checked by the time they're 40, in my opinion. But yes, by 60 years, that is the rule of thumb.
That's a good point. I never thought about the headphones. That's a little different, too. Because when you got the headphones on, you can play things loud, especially music, or we're hearing voices like much louder than we would in a room. So, that's another consideration, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, if you can hear someone's music coming out of their headphones, it's too loud.
If I can hear them talk, they're too loud, but that's something else. All right. Well, it sounds like this is comes under the category of why not have your hearing checked. I mean, why not? Especially
why not? It's courtesy. Go to hearinglife.com. Get your appointment.
There she is. It's Dr. Stephanie Rose. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Thank you. All right. Let's take a little break. When we come back, we'll have another guest on tap for you right after this.
Ain't always easy these days to know what to give your kids for snacks. Sugary this, high fructosey that. Heck, even the stuff they call natural ain't always natural. But there's one snack when your kids ask for it, you know exactly what you're giving them.
I want Piggy Parts. I want Piggy Parts.
Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Parts are 100% all-natural salt-preserved pig parts. What parts, you ask? Well, some folks would call them scraps or ears or hoofs, but kids just call them delicious. And with their stiff, leathery texture, one Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Part will last a kid all afternoon. That's what we call value. So stock up now for school. You'll find them at the end of the pet food aisle in original barbecue or vinegar, garlic, teriyaki, onion, habanero, pineapple flavor. Give them a try and you'll see why kids say,
That's some good piggies.
Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Parts.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing?
How you doing, everybody?
We are great.
Excellent.
We're at a distillery.
Well, now you're really doing great.
In the morning.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Okay. I wish I was there then. Whit Tuttle is here. He's the executive director of Visit North Carolina NC, and Bruce Tyler, co-founder of Weldon Mills Distillery, which they are embracing today with great vigor. Wow. Apparently, there's a lot going on in North Carolina that I didn't know about.
Oh, there's some amazing things happening here. We're in this area called the Lakes and Rivers, Scenic Lakes and Rivers. We're here in Weldon, North Carolina at the Weldon Mills Distillery. It's one right on the Roanoke River, and it's a great example of what's going on in this area.
Wow. Well, we're going to talk about the distillery in just a second, because I want to talk about that for sure. I also want a sample. Can you send that to me? I guess not. Let's talk about Let's talk about North Carolina as a destination, because that's usually not on the big list of places to go, but yet perhaps it should be.
Oh, exactly. And these places in the scenic lakes and rivers are exactly what people are looking for. They want to get away, and you've got outdoor activities, you've got lakes, you've got natural scenic beauty, you've got great history. This is the first place where they called for independence in America.
Wow.
All these things tied together in the under-radar destination. That's what people want.
I've heard that the lakes there are quite extraordinary.
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got Lake Gaston out here. You've got fantastic boating. You've got world champion wakeboarders ready to take you out for a day on the lake. And we also have the Roanoke River here, and you can kayak along the scenic Roanoke River, hopefully catch a family of river otters playing. And we have world-class striped bass fishing right here on the Roanoke River.
So you got all the water activities going there. And then, I got to tell you, I love to eat and drink. It's my passion. It's my life. And I understand the restaurants there are kind of special as well.
Let me tell you about some of the restaurants. So we'll start in Littleton near Lake Gaston. There's a place called the Blue Jay Bistro.
Mm-hmm.
Upscale, like you would find anywhere in the country. You'll be amazed. You got to do the ham and jam and the chicken fried oysters. And the beauty of that, it's in this one block in little downtown Littleton. And right down the street is Grandpa's Barbecue that has the perfect Eastern North Carolina barbecue.
Wow.
You come down to Halifax, and you go to a place called the Hen and the Hog, traditional southern restaurant, fried pimento cheese fritters. You walk out of there, y'all will become part of your vocabulary. Then you go down to Tarboro. There's a place called Tarboro Brewing. You like your beer. They do a seed spitter watermelon beer that has 1,300 pounds of watermelon in it. Doesn't get any sweeter than that.
Wow.
But when it comes to whiskey, my friend Bruce here is making the best whiskey in the South.
Yeah, tell me.
You know, we have an old we have an old moonshiner, and he is making some of the most awarded bourbon in the nation. We also have vodka, whiskey, gin, and even tequila. And when we go through all of that eating and drinking, you're going to want to get out and walk it off. So we have great hiking trails here at Medoc Mountain, where you can walk around and enjoy nature. You can walk on the Roanoke Canal Trail, stop off at the museum there and learn all about the canal trail, or get out to Sylvan Heights Bird Park. It's the second largest bird park in the nation, where you can walk around and check out these amazing birds. Or you can walk around historic Halifax. You know, it's, they've got these old buildings preserved there. The Halifax Resolves were drafted there over almost 250 years ago, and that really was the precursor to the Declaration of Independence. And when you go there, you can learn all about why North Carolina is first in freedom.
Wow. Well, sounds like there's a lot to discover and a lot to look at, and I'm sure you've got a website that can help us out with that.
Oh, we certainly do. So you go to visit nc.com/dreambig, or you can just enter a search engine, Dream Big in Small Town, North Carolina. It's a great time to go there right now. We're running a sweepstakes. We're going to give away 5 trips to the area. You get a $1,000 Airbnb vacation stay voucher, $500 Visa card for travel, and then three $100 gift cards that you can spend on some of that food and alcohol we talked about. And for $300, you can buy a lot of Eastern North Carolina barbecue and a decent amount of the world's best bourbon.
Absolutely.
Wow. I assume that
it's... So that's visitnc.com, Dream Big.
Okay. Well, that's everything we need to know. And nobody should complain that there's no place to go to discover, because now there is, even more so.
That's right.
Hey, it's been great speaking to the both of you. Stay dry. And not that it's raining, you know what I mean. And,
and have that's going to be hard, but we'll try.
Well, that'll do it for me today. Thanks for being here. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. Remember, if you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do the dirty stuff, well, we got a show for that as well. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I wish you peace.